You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Dave and Tom, I'm really annoyed at Dave's new book on Calvinism, and I haven't even read it yet. Your full-page ad in your newsletter tells me we're going to have Christians fighting Christians over complex theological issues, and our witness to the world is going to suffer.
Well, they admit they haven't read it yet, but what about this point of arguing over theological issues and what kind of witness?
Yeah. Tom, that's one of the first things I say in the book, and I explain why I was very reluctant to write the book. But in fact, we began hearing of more and more arguments. Churches splitting. Mm-hmm. People aggressively saying Calvinism is the gospel. And I quote a number of leaders, evangelical leaders of today, saying that this is pure Christianity. This is the gospel. And some of them even saying, if you don't preach the 5 points of Calvinism, you're not preaching the gospel. Now, that's pretty serious, I think. Now, I have friends who are Calvinists who wouldn't believe that. But I'm quoting some of the major leaders mm-hmm. who say that.
Yeah, so lots of people out there calling themselves Calvinists do believe it.
Right.
Although there are exceptions.
That's true. And I say at the very beginning, I do not want this book to bring division. What really compelled me, in fact, as you know, the book was first titled In Defense of God's Character. And I don't like to get involved in detailed theological discussions and arguments. That can go on forever. I think we have something very basic here that's involved. Either God loves everyone or he doesn't love everyone. Either Christ died for everyone or he didn't die for everyone. Either God wants everyone in heaven and offers full salvation freely to all who will believe and receive it by his grace from his hand through Christ, mm-hmm. or he does not want everyone to be saved, and he has predestined multitudes from before the foundation of the world. Before they were ever born, they were predestined to go to hell, to be tormented forever, and there's nothing they can do about it, nothing you and I can do about it, because no good to preach the gospel to them. They can't even believe the gospel. They can't even make a decision to receive Christ because they're totally depraved, and God must regenerate them, miraculously, sovereignly regenerate them before they can even believe the gospel and receive Christ. Now, either God does not love all mankind, does not want everyone saved, or he does. Now, I think we can deal with that fairly simply without getting in.
That's not a hair-splitting issue.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So it needs to be addressed.
So that is why we subtitled, well, the title of the book is, What Love Is This? For God So Loved the World.
Important question.
Yes. For God So Loved the World doesn't mean that he loves the whole world. It means he loved the world of the elect. Then the subtitle is Calvinism's Misrepresentation of God. Now, I think we can discuss that without splitting hairs, theological hairs. As you said, it's not a hair-splitting issue. I think we can discuss this without getting angry with one another. And I am committed to defending the God I know and love, the God of the Bible. And over and over and over it says, he is not willing that any should perish. He would have all men to come to the knowledge of the mm-hmm. truth. Christ is a propitiation for the sins of the whole world. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. He sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, mm-hmm. but that the world, there are hundreds of verses like that. God's mercy is over all of his creation. He's merciful, long-suffering. He pleads with Israel, repent, I don't want to judge you. And yet he really wants to judge them. and all the appeals in the scripture, choose you this day whom you will serve, and so forth, all the expressions of God's love and mercy are turned around to somehow explain it away. For example, when it says he would have all man to be saved, well, the Calvinist says, well, that doesn't mean all without exception, it means all without distinction. By that they mean all kinds of men, some old, some young, some rich, some poor, some aborigines, some educated, and so forth. It doesn't mean all without exception, it means all without distinction. Now, Tom, if I'm a...
Dave, I'm confused already.
Okay. If I have a store, and I put a big ad in the paper, all merchandise 50% off, you come to my store and you want this piece of merchandise, that's not 50% off, that's full price. But you advertise all merchandise 50% off. Well, I didn't mean all without exception. I meant all without distinction. I'm not distinguishing between this item and this kind, some of this and some of that and some of that. Tom, I think that misrepresents God. You have to force the Bible to say something that it doesn't say. I think we can deal with that. Yeah. And I think it's important.
Well, it is important, Dave, because a lot of people, maybe who have avoided this, said, well, I'm sort of a Calvinist because I believe in eternal security. Mm-hmm. That's not the issue. And we said from the beginning, and you stated earlier, there's a more aggressive presentation of Calvinist beliefs mm-hmm. today than there have been 5-6 years ago, at least according to our surveys and what we've been watching. But people now have ideas that are shocking to them. Just the simple things, the simple ideas that are the basic points of Calvinism that are being presented, when people understand what they're saying, it's pretty shocking, I think.
Well, Tom, I have friends. Some of my best friends are Calvinists. We don't quarrel about it. And I don't want to quarrel with anyone. But I am concerned for the character of my God and of the Christ who has redeemed me by his blood. And I think he's being misrepresented. Now, if he's not, and if he really doesn't love everyone, and he really doesn't want everyone in heaven, then, well, let's discuss it and show me from the scriptures.